Okay, we are ready to go. Marilyn is not here, so Karen Walker, UPA chair, is taking minutes. So if we could just go around and do a roll call. Bob Church, director.
Ed Montgomery.
Will Carlson, on behalf of Sunhill.
Ron Wade.
Ron Wade, yes, I'm here in UPC.
Let's see.
Ryan Robinson.
Ryan Robinson, West Valley, just chair for this. Dan Burton, Attorney General's Office. Stephen Foote, Duchesne County.
Jeff Beeman, SWAP.
Brian Peters, Rob County.
Rob Van Dyke, King County.
Tyson Skeen with UPC.
Oh, Karen Walker with UPA.
And Randall McCune and Stuart Williams are online. Okay.
Review minutes from last meeting. Does anybody want to talk about that? Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay.
Fiscal year 23 budget review, Bob.
Okay. The 23 budget review is there. Marilyn says everything is now entered in. If you have any questions, as you can see, we ended the year with a net revenue. Oh, hold it just a minute. Oh yeah, that's right. What our net revenue was. As I've explained with the carryover in the 24 budget, because we received grant funds that help pay for a significant portion of Ron's salary, that has resulted in a rather large carryover from year to year. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, so I guess that's all I'll say. So anybody have any questions about the 23-24 budget? Let me just draw your attention to a couple of things. Is we actually made more in our conference registration fees than we budgeted, so that accounted for that. Let's see, civil conference, they went $5,304 over. They were really our only conference that exceeded their budget, but that's a separate discussion that is kind of ongoing. Everything else, we came in under budget. My summer conferences for our National Association Prosecutor Coordinator, with the cost of travel that went up this year, we exceeded that budget by quite a bit, and so I'm accounting for that for the coming year. Let's see, what else I want to draw your attention to? Total conferences, that was much higher than what we thought, but again, some of that, a large part of that was just increase in travel costs, and so next year's budget will address that so we don't exceed our budget according to those numbers. So that's all I have.
24 budget.
Okay, the 24 budget, it's not, there's only a couple things that are different from when I presented the budget to you in June. Is, as you all know, Marlise left, and because I don't want Tyson to be lured away by another agency, I am proposing for your approval that we increase the salary by $2, and you can see the effect, his salary is reflected in the budget. It's a little over $4,000 a year because Tyson's salary, large part of it is paid by grant funding. In coming years, his grant can accommodate that, but we can easily accommodate the increase this year.
Going away or something that we
can. No, Tyson, that grant's been around for decades, correct?
It has officially not been awarded. So I'm on the federal fiscal cycle, meaning close to the end of this month. It has technically not been awarded for FY24, but that's only because they're having to comply with certain things with the new bipartisan infrastructure deal that it impacts some of this. But NHTSA has approved the Highway Safety Office's plan and everything. It's just a formality at this point. I've got a letter from the Highway Safety Office saying such, but it's not an official award, but that it will be awarded. It's just a little bit delayed.
And speaking of grants, the grant, the e-prosecutor grant, has been awarded again this year, but I probably should have mentioned that if we were ever to lose that grant funding, then we would, UPC would go back to paying all of Ron's salary. And so I'm always hesitant to spend down our budget, you know, to the penny in case we do not get those grant funds. But because it is also a federal grant, and I find out by late August, early September, if it's being awarded for the next fiscal year. So if it were not to be granted, then we could make an adjustment early enough in our fiscal year budget season to accommodate not being awarded the grant and receiving those funds.
So the proposal is we increase Tyson's salary
by $2.
$2.
Yeah.
Second.
Can't do it
further,
okay?
I am.
Is that, are we just doing that through the budget?
Correct.
Or is that, you need a specific motion on that?
Well, it's through the budget, so.
So we wait till the.
Yeah, but if Dan and Will, if you still want to.
I'm not opposed to voting on that.
I'm going to ask for changes down the road, so.
Okay. All right, and I approached Spence Austin in the office and just talked to him about that, and he gave me the go ahead, so.
Not that it's his call, but it's clear.
Right.
It's the council's call, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But
no, I just want to, right. And because there's always a discussion about, there has been a discussion about salary, is at tab D, is I, part of the process of hiring Marlise, I was able to get, I got the pay scale here in the Attorney General's office. And what it shows you is it's attorneys that are grade 1 through 4, grade 5 attorneys. There are not very many in the office, and it's not an automatic approval. It has to be approved by exec staff. I think I've told you before, year-wise, I would qualify as a grade 5, but that's not going to happen. So that's why we only have grades 1 through 4. And so you can see, and this is post this last legislative session when the office received the funds for salary increases.
Bob, what's your year?
I am 1992, so I am at 31 years.
I would be in 1999, but okay.
Yeah. So it just for your information, so I mean you can see what my salary is. I'm at 74.88, and on the underneath the second column there is I have received a slight increase because I am a section director. I receive a $5,000 increase over what my contemporary, bar year, similar bar year would receive. So that's why my salary is actually at 74.88 versus the 72. I just included that because there has been some discussion. As we all know, UPC is a council. You set our salary. It has to be in line with state personnel policies, and we try to be in line with the Attorney General's office. As you know, that if we exceed this by much, it can cause some internal discord within the office. That's why I went and talked with Spence first before, or as part of this process to get buy-in from the office before just simply bringing to you a proposal to raise Tyson's salary.
Can I be crazy for a minute? Why aren't you a grade 5? Does this require a nomination from someone?
I've been told a couple of things. Is that because I'm not a full-time employee of the office.
Are you an at-will employee?
I'm an at-will employee, yeah.
That does the opposite. I will usually get more.
Because you don't have the merit status.
But the question is, why not promote to a grade 5, right?
Yeah. Right, because, and again, because what I was told is that there's such a limited number of those that they're I mean, I think if I were a full-time employee of the office, and I was a director, as I am now, that I might be. But I've just been told that a grade 5 is not an option for me.
It seems to me there's a lot of ambiguity and uncertainty as to how we set salaries, who sets salaries, who determines if Bob is or is not a director or.
So a director is a management position, which is serving at the will and pleasure of the Attorney General, right? So we have division directors over the environmental quality, over highways and utilities, over justice division. Each division has a director. That's it. That's what a director is. His position is set by statute as director of UPC. So it's a completely different title, even though it sounds the same thing. So that's why there's not really ambiguity. It's just they sound like the same thing, but they're different things, right? So his is a statutory. These are all just management positions within the structure.
But there seems to be a tie between the title and the compensation.
Absolutely. And I think the difference that I see is that these division directors are at will of the AG. Bob's position is at will of the council.
UPC, right.
But they're both at will, and they're both director positions.
So why couldn't UPC get the same bump?
Director equivalent.
Out of their own budget?
Yeah.
And this is why I asked the question, why not grade five, right? And maybe all it takes is me or Craig or someone saying, let's make Bob grade five and get you up to whatever. What is it?
No, it would be... Because I don't have a grade five. Yeah. They didn't give that to me.
But the director position is another different bump altogether. Like that would be like $10,000. Excuse me.
But that's kind of the rub, I guess, for me is what. And I please don't. I don't know how to phrase it better. But how does the Attorney General decide what Bob is, as opposed to the council?
I don't think we do. I think what this determines is just this scale that you just saw right here, right? This is a pay scale. That's why I asked his year. He said 92, so we go down to 92, and he's grade four, which is the highest position you can get without any kind of review, right? That's just based on your time. Why not grade five? And Bob said, well, because I've been told I won't ever get it. Well, I don't know that that's true. I just have never seen your name in the list of nominees for grade five. And grade fives are few and far between, right? They're like the Ron Oakies who were here for 7,000 years. Do you know who Ron Oakie is?
No.
He retired, and he had been here like in the Truman administration anyway. My point is, there's not a lot of grade fives, but I don't know why you wouldn't, other than, you know, we'd need to go to make the case. But if to your point, or is it your point, Will, why not get in the same bump as a director would in the AG's office, which is an at-will management position, right?
It just changing who's at will to, it is at will too.
Right, and maybe that's a relevant question, is why couldn't we from our own budget put 10 grand in there for director, you know, Bob?
Can I ask how many employees on average are underneath the division director?
You can ask. I can't promise you I know the answer. Go ahead. It probably depends, right? So if you're Division of Environmental Quality, they're 87. If you're under Highways and Utilities, maybe more. If you're under Justice, I think you may have 20 or 25. I think it just depends on where you are and how big you are.
So Bob's, if Bob was a division, he'd be on the smaller end? Is that what we're saying?
Probably. Yeah, but I mean, CDSL, Constitutional Defense, which is David Wolf, they've only got four, right? That's a division director position. So it's not
so
really
it's
a size
thing.
It's just,
it's the same thing.
I guess my fundamental issue is this kind of hybrid approach, like you were talking about. It's kind of us, it's kind of the Office of the Attorney General.
But the statute says it's us, UPC, not us, AG, right? The statute says it's UPC.
Well, it seems to me that there are some people that think, on the other side, that might think they have more authority.
So
do this, don't do that. Hire this person, don't hire that person. And we want to be good tenants, because I think that's what we are. But we'd also like, I think it helps us to have some clarity about what we can do, what we can't do.
So Bob and I have had discussions about this in the last week or so. I think a lot of this is because people were reading the statute. Spence Austin and I and Bob sat down, and I think he's now read the statute, which is why he said, yeah, go ahead, right? The rub has largely been, I think, diplomatic, right?
Yes.
You don't want UPC coaching the guys at the AG's office either.
So is that, it? Would that cause a political rub? So like, you talk to Spence about Tyson, and Spence is like, sounds good to me. If somebody from UPC approached Spence about Bob being paid comparable to grade five, what would Spence
say? Well, I would separate division director and grade five. I would say those are different things, right?
Paid comparable to a division director.
Discussions there, right?
What is that? So we're not prohibited by the number of spots that the AG's office has. We're prohibited by our own budget. Right?
That's how I read the statute.
That's how I've always thought, but every time we come up against this issue, it's, oh, well, there's limited positions in the AG's office.
Right.
What if we, and just hypothetically, what if we raised Tyson's salary not by $2 but by $5? What would the reaction be?